Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Rob, how you doing?
What's up, man? It is the last news day of the week. I'm excited for the weekend. So excited. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it's been a weird week for us, I will say. It's been tough. It's been a tough week for us. But we made it. You know,
we made it.
What's new with you, Rob? What's new with you? Anything? No?
No, nothing new that I can think of. Nothing crazy that happened. I don't know if I told you guys earlier this week. Last week, my puppy, she's 1 year old now, but she ripped a hole through our mattress. I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast, but there's a crater. Yeah, there's a crater in my mattress right now of hole. We ordered a new mattress. We still haven't like set it up yet because we've just been so busy that we just haven't had the time to like actually set up the mattress. So probably do it this weekend. And then like 3 days later, she ripped up our stairs. We have carpeted stairs and she just ripped up the carpet. And I'm like, why? Why? Why?
Just what dogs do.
So she has been on one this past few days. So fun times having a dog.
Hey, man. You got to love it. You'll love it. No, you won't. No, you won't. I was going to say you'll enjoy the chaos, but no, you won't. Exciting times. Rob, have you played anything besides Final Fantasy VII? Because otherwise we'll move on.
That's it. That's all I've been playing. Did you try the demo? No.
For any of the Nintendo games? No.
No, I did not. Did you?
No.
But the Rising Tide came out today, right?
Stop. I know. I don't want
to
hear
it. It did. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. Which is interesting to me that I'm waiting. I feel
How much is it?
I think it's like $25. I think it's actually kind of pricey.
Love.
Maybe 20.
That's not pricey.
$25 for a DLC? I feel like that's for like a 5-hour DLC. I don't know.
What do you guys want? What do you guys what $20. Are you $20
for a DLC.
Perfect. That's great.
Yeah, I want $20 for DLC, not 25. 25 is
oh, I'm sorry. That's too steep for you, 25, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the back burner. I'm going to wait. I got some stuff to clean out and I'm just going to wait till I have more time on my hands. But
yeah, it says available now, but I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it. I mean, no, I haven't really been on social. So
you would think like Onyx would be preaching. I haven't heard anything from him. I haven't heard a peep.
I don't know. I have no idea. Rising Tide, how can I buy it? Let's see. How much do you think it is? Oh, $20. That's right. That's a good price. It's $20.
I would have paid 30. You know,
I think $20 is perfect. That's music to my ears. Yeah.
Anyways, you know what else is music to your ears, Rob? The gaming news here with the Daily Duo. Let's get in to the first topic here. No Daily Duo notes, no.
Oh, the Daily Duo.
The Witcher Season 5 will be its last season. The show's fourth season has now started production in the UK, with Liam Hemsworth taking over the lead role of Geralt after previous star Henry Cavill stepped down. Hemsworth will continue to play Geralt in Season 5, which will be back-to-back shot for Season 4. But after the show will end, According to Netflix, season 4 and 5 will cover the final three books in the Witcher series: Baptism of Fire, Tower of Swallow, and Lady of the Lake. So, The Witcher came out a while back. I heard so much about it. Everybody was raving about it, and I even attempted to watch it. Didn't finish it, obviously, because you know who I am. But after that, and obviously I think it's because after Henry Cavill left, that's when things started just going downhill for the show. And I haven't heard a peep about the show. So I'm assuming it's in a decline right now, right? Like no one's really caring for it. Is it because Henry's not in it, or is it just because it's just not what it was when season 1 came out? Like, what's the story?
Yeah, I think as soon as people heard that, I always think you're drinking a glass, an ice cold glass of vodka. I don't know why.
It looks good.
It looks like, I'm like, I never want that. I never want, it's like an ice, like a vodka on the rocks. I don't drink that. No. Except I did have someone, like, they put a shit ton of like squeezed lemon into it.
Ooh.
And it wasn't that bad. It was like very, that. Very. Yeah, it was very, very. I was like, no, it's gonna be still gross, but no, actually, like, really made it a lot more mellower. Anyways, yeah, as soon as Henry Cavill said he was leaving, people were just like, all right, I'm done. I'm not watching this anymore. That I feel like they should have like waited to announce that a little longer to keep people more interested. But the fact that like that's everyone was like, we're not watching this shit no more. We were really watching it. Me and Jess, we were like really into it. And then we were just like, nah, we're not really into it anymore. So
it's probably, I mean, yeah, because Henry's gone for the next season. So it's like, why continue watching this when you know it's gonna technically be, you know, inferior, I guess. I mean, we don't know, right? Liam can probably do a phenomenal job, but you were watching it with Henry for so long and he did such a great job that he kind of embodies the lead role for that character, for you know, for Garrett. So it just seems odd that he's no longer, you know, in the show, right?
Yeah. Have you been keeping up with it or no?
No, I don't. I've watched a few episodes of the first season, but I was like, yeah, it's fine, but nothing really grabbed my attention.
Have you ever played the game?
Like, yes, I had. I must have had Witcher 3 somehow, because I played it for a little bit on the PS3, and it was good. But back when it first released on the consoles, I remember the text was extremely small. There were some weird issues when it first came out. So I kind of stepped away from it. Plus, again, just the how overbearing it is with all these things that you could do. It was kind of like off-putting for me. So I stopped. But the time that I had with it was kind of cool. I enjoyed it.
Was it on PS3? I thought it was on PS4 only.
Or PS4. Maybe.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't think it released on PS3. I think it was after it.
Yeah,
it released on PC first, and then it was on
PC, and then it released on consoles.
Yeah,
and that's where like the transition was. You know, it was their first like console title, so it was kind of weird. It had like weird bugs and all that stuff. So when I played it like when it first came out, and it was good, but there were obviously some issues that they needed to address.
I had a Witcher 3 on Epic Games. That's what I have it on.
Oh,
on
okay.
Like the app on my PC. So it's on my PC. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You never beat it, right?
I never, ever, ever beat The Witcher 3. I never actually. I'm ashamed to say that. I'm ashamed. No, I would have to restart it. But I remember there was one part I got to. It was the Baron. Something with the Baron. And I was like, oh my God, this game is so crazy and dope. Like, that was such a sick story. And after I did that part, I was like, I just stopped playing it. And I was like, why did I stop playing that game? Why? So
anyways, I say that a lot too. I stop games. And I'm like, why did I stop playing that game? Not sure.
I stopped playing Returnal. I don't know why I stopped playing it, but I just never.
Oh my God. I loved Returnal. Loved it. Loved it. Such a great game. I tend to love weird titles that I feel like you wouldn't expect me to love or enjoy. Hey, did you expect me to like really dig Returnal?
Yeah. That's yeah, kind of like up here. You like kind of like the fast paced games that like you're constantly progressing. I feel like when a game's like taking too long or like is biting its time, you're like, you lose interest. You're like, all right, but like Returnal's like, there's always progression to be done, right? It's always like a quick, all right, I'm going to go in this front. Like you look at what was one game you beat? Neon White, right? That was a very quick
game. It. Love that game.
So yeah, exactly. So you've actually changed where they're like, you like those quick games, like not quick in the sense of like, it takes like 2 seconds to beat it, but you like the fast pacedness of those games. Mm-hmm. So, when it comes to anything open world, you're like, I don't know.
It's tough. I definitely take my time with those games. Let's move on. Larian Studios working on two new projects. Last month, Larian's boss, Sven Fink, said that the studio was moving on to, from the Dungeons & Dragons universe to try its hands on something different. Now, in an update on the game's Steam page, it shed more light regarding what that entails. So, quote, being given the chance to develop a game set in the Dungeons & Dragons universe has been a dream come true for all of us, end quote. The studio says, we won't be introducing any major new narrative content to the story of Baldur's Gate 3 or any additional characters, companions, any expansions, nothing like that, or even Baldur's Gate 4. Quote, as an independent studio since 1996, we value the freedom to follow our creativity wherever it leads. In this case, after 6 years in the Forgotten Realms and much discussion and ruminations, we've decided to seize the opportunity to develop our own IPs. We're currently working on two new projects, and we couldn't be more excited to talk about it in the future. End quote. Ooh, interesting. I love the approach that they're taking here. I love that, you know, they tried something ambitious. They put their heart and soul into a title. They worked on it for several years, and now they finished it. They came out with raving reviews. They've swept up numerous amounts of awards, and they're like, you know what, that's good enough. We're not going to touch this anymore. We're going to move on to a different title, kind of spread our wings, try something completely different for them, and work on something that they haven't done before. You know, it's not like the old, oh, let's milk this cow, let's get as much as we can out of this, because, you know, Baldur's Gate 4 is going to sell like hotcakes. Nope, let's try something different. You know, let's do it the way we want to do it. So kudos to them.
Yeah, I love that they kind of were like, you know, like, it's kind of like Bungie with like Halo 3, like after they did Halo 3, like, all right, like, we're done. You know, we're done Halo with 2? Halo. Yeah, Halo 3. Halo 3. The last. Yeah, yeah, like, we're done. We're going to move on to something else. Was Reach actually the last Bungie game? I think it was. I think Halo Reach was actually the last one. Created by Bungie. Yeah, it was Bungie. But was it Reach before? Yeah, it had to be. I think, yeah. So after Reach, Bungie was like, all right, we're done, right? Mm-hmm, so, like, mm-hmm. We're going to move on to something else. And I think Larian is kind of doing, like, the same thing. We're like, we're known for this. We do this thing, but we kind of want, like, to do something else. Like, we're over it. Like, we've kind of tackled this world for so many years. We want a different world. Because you get bored, right? You get bored of, you want a new venture to go on and master something else. So
right. Yeah, it's nice to see, you know, it's nice to kind of see that they're changing things up. I do want to mention, though, the reason why I think Bungie stopped at Halo Reach, I think it was because they, at that point, wanted to become independent. And so they made that deal with Microsoft, like, hey, like, you know, you guys can, you know, keep the Halo brand, but we're kind of make our own studio. And that's when they transitioned over to 343 to kind of continue making Halo.
Right.
Interesting stuff, though. So kudos to them. I'm sure they're going to make something great. Two new projects. That's great. That means they have the capacity to, you know, kind of spread out and, you know, do some cool stuff. So we'll see what they have in store for us, but I'm sure it's going to be another ambitious title from them, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to play Baldur's Gate 3 one day. I will get to it. One day I'll get to it. I tried at PAX. Couldn't get into it.
Oh.
You're not gonna.
I'm not gonna like it. I was gonna say, like, I've heard so many great things about it that it'd be a crime not to at least try it. Like, I'm doing myself a disservice if I don't at least attempt to try it.
Right. Like, I could watch it, but I feel like I'm not getting the same thing by watching it. So I definitely, it's one of those games where I think I have to actually
give it a shot.
Give it a shot and, like, at least go through the story and beat the story, but.
Mm.
Yeah, if you really like Dungeons and Dragons, I feel like it's just right up your alley.
Nope.
Right up your alley. And I've enjoyed playing Dungeons and Dragons. It's very fun. It's very, very fun. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
yeah. I've noticed you do tend to like those, you know, Dungeon Dragons kind of, like, you know, like the very, like the WoWs. You like the, you know, the Baldur's Gate kind of, like, style games. Like, I've noticed that that's kind of like your thing. You don't really play it a lot, but you are willing to try it and maybe get hooked on it.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to try a game and see what it's about. Like, there's obviously a reason why there's a huge fan base, right? So they're like, where can I find the fun in it, right? Like, what's the fun in it, and why are people so like for WoW, I completely understand why people like it. Like it's rewarding. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's giant literally it's a giant world, and you literally can't finish everything, right? Like, there's always something to do. And for someone who likes that progression, just like, can't really beat it. Like, you kind of find yourself not really liking single player stuff anymore, because you're just like, it's boring to you, because you're just like, oh, I'm just going against this like world, and it's so linear, not linear, but you know what I mean? So small compared to what I could be doing.
Right.
So
for sure. Guys, if you're enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, drop a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord, where friendships are built through gaming. Good times here. Let's move on to the last story, here. Medieval 2 remake may be shadow dropped at a PlayStation showcase or state of play in May. Allegedly, playtesters and Discord members who have previously leaked information relating to Gravity Rush projects, including details regarding the upcoming movie based on the series, I forgot that's the thing, has now started sharing that Medieval 2 remake has been in development and other Ocean Interactive since the year 2021, and that it is slated to release in May of 2024. This doesn't come as a particular surprise, given that the original Medieval remake was also developed by other Ocean Interactive, and with the previous title, Medieval 2 Remake will likely be released on both PS4 and PS5, with the latter receiving further enhancements over the previous gen version. Medieval 2 was clearly our favorite, right, Rob? Like, that was one of ours that was like, yeah, this one's better in every way than the first.
Yeah, that was the game that was, I don't even remember beating the first game, but I do remember 2 was above and beyond better, just in the world, just of the weapons, just of the controls. It was the better game. And I don't know, it was just like, I think it was right before the PS2 era.
So
I kind of want to watch a little bit of gameplay of it right now, but
go ahead.
Well, you bought, or you tried at least the demo. You didn't buy the game, did you?
I didn't buy the game. Medieval 1 remake was much more disappointing than I thought it would be. It's one of those games where you played it back in the day and you remember it being so good, but then playing it now 10, 15 years later, and you're like, this doesn't really play like I envisioned it did in my head. So I remember the controls were very like
wonky
and loosey, and you're just like trying, you're almost fighting with the controls. And my issue with the remake was that they didn't do anything to fix that. And they literally, you know, they made the graphics look prettier, and that's really it. It made it, you know, run well on PS4, but they didn't change anything as far as the mechanics or anything extra to really enhance the gameplay for you. So it was a fine remake. Again, I only played the demo, but based on what I played, it's genuinely the same exact game that you play, just prettier graphics.
Which to me, I'm like, you can't just do that. Like, you gotta update the systems to where like people are gonna want to like actually play it. But then it does become a full-fledged remake,
it's,
you know?
It's a remake. Literally called Medieval Remake.
Is that what it's called? It's called Medieval Remake, something. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Here we go. Yeah, but there's some gameplay right here. If you want to see some, if you can really see that, but. If you guys don't know what Medieval is, it is basically an early version of, what kind of game would you classify it as, actually? Like, it's not a hack and slash, right? Definitely action adventure,
yeah.
Almost like I almost would say like it's like, not like Spyro, not like Crash, But I feel like it's kind of in the same kind of like
conversation. Yeah.
Right. Kind of look at this gameplay. Look at this gameplay right now, dude. You see this? He's just like,
oh, but you're watching like the PS, like you're watching the old. I'm talking about 2019. Like you.
Yeah, this is Medieval 2, the PS, one version of it. So this is what we're gonna have as a remake. So look, I remember you get the chalice, and then if you collect the chalice, you
those
get
things
like,
were hard to fucking find.
You know, like get up enough souls and stuff like that. Remember the ghost dude right here? Yeah.
For Daniel Focus, back from the dead once again.
Yeah, like I remember you got to like upgrade your weapons, and there's like puzzles. They got to fix the camera. I feel like the camera is going to be.
Again, another issue that I had, the camera was straight garbage.
You got to fight it. Right. So yep. Look, this one from part two, it looks like, see, I didn't even know you could break that. I had no idea you could break that. What the hell? Is it going to jump through? Look at the way you have to do this. Was there a first person in Medieval 1?
No,
one?
But you had to like, you couldn't control the camera if you do like a first person kind of.
Wow. I could watch this forever. Oh, now you got to fight these things. Yeah.
So the first Medieval, the remake 2019 version, it got a 6.5 from IGN, saying Medieval successfully brings Daniel Forkestra, tales back from the dead yet again, but not nearly enough was done to modern. So exactly what I just said, to modernize the mechanics of the remake. Yeah, exactly. Nailed.
So hopefully when they do two is much more updated. You could kind of tell right now, looking at the game, like, yes, the game is super old, but it's not that bad, right? I feel like it doesn't look that bad. No. To like, what is he doing? Oh, is he going to burn the vampire?
No, look at that.
Pretty dope.
That's cool.
Okay. I was not expecting that from PS1 era, right? Like, that's pretty wild. I love that. So if they shadow drop it, you are you more tempted to get it?
Not necessarily. I mean, again, if they actually put in the work and change some things around, maybe.
I'm gonna get it. I'll get it.
You're gonna buy it.
I'll buy it, and then you can download it off of me. Sound good?
You're gonna buy it.
I'll buy it. Okay.
We'll see. I'm trying to find sales for Medieval.
One, the original?
No, the 2019 version.
You have to get the physical copy, I think. I don't know if they have it online, or if they do have it on PS Store. On the PS Store, it's probably... Yeah, I remember I tried looking for it at some point, and I remember it wasn't like easiest thing to find. I don't even know it's on PlayStation Store. I imagine it is. It's got to be, right?
Yeah. Oh, damn, there's like fucking nothing
to get it, right?
I'm looking for sales.
Yeah, it's available on PS. Oh, you know how you can get it?
Oh, there it is. What?
If you subscribe to PlayStation Plus Extra, you get it in PlayStation Plus Extra. So that's there's your sale right there if you did one. But it's $30 if you want it.
Looks like it sold a total of 683,000 units.
And that's probably fans, like old time fans of the game, right? It didn't have like a huge following. We just liked it because you picked it up from, you know.
I don't even know how I got it originally.
I think we just went to the game store down the street and you saw it and you're like, it looks cool. Yeah, I'll get
that's
it.
That's kind of like how I determine a lot of games, honestly. Like God of War, I was like, oh, that looks cool. Like this guy looks really cool. I'm going to buy it, you know? And you only saw the back of him, so.
That was the best, dude. That was the best when we would like go down there and like our parents gave us money or whatever. Be like, all right, like go buy a game. You know, here's $20. Here's $40 to go buy your game. And you're like over there holding cash, like, let's go. And you'd be like, all right, what am I going to get? What am I getting?
Yep.
That was
I'm the one that found out about this game. No one knows about this game. I found this hidden gem, and of course it's like a mass, like everyone knows about it because I wasn't like really up to, you know, like following the internet like that. So when I got like Gaia 2, I was like, yo, no one knows about this game. This is like the hottest shit right now. And sure, it was just like fine.
Can I ask a question? How come right now in StreamYard's just acting perfectly right now? Like, do you see how it's like running? At least on my end, it's streaming this like super, super, like there's no latency. Because usually sometimes when we stream, it doesn't, there's like some type of latency or something. But
I think it's usually like live stuff that really.
Oh, and games. If you play game, if you try to live stream games, it gets a little choppy.
Right, right.
But anyhow, maybe we'll play some. I'm gonna go download a demo tonight and play.
Damn, man, you're over here. You're. I love when you use your little hand and you can just control him with your.
I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like,
yeah, your little hand. I like we use a little hand.
Oh, never mind. I got this, man.
Oh boy, what do you got? What do you got?
So Daniel walks you back from the dead once again. Got a little Funko Pop.
He would go on. What is that? Oh, you got the Funko Pop. Nice.
You got the Funko Pop. Yeah. I saw it like at GameStop one day and I was like, I got to get it. Like,
okay. All right.
It was like on sale too for like $6 or something. So I was just like, it's a homie right there.
That's the homie. I really wish that PlayStation All Stars was a thing. So, you know, because obviously for Daniel was in the game and he was like a heavier character.
He's cool. He was cool. If I was to go back, I probably would try to pick him up because he was definitely interesting character.
My guy Spike was the best though.
Raiden. Oh, I remember I liked Radic, but like people would get so pissed off.
Spammy, dude.
Yeah.
It's a spammy ass character, dude.
Yep. You just stay in a corner and you just throw your grenades. You keep trying to snipe. And then that's where we got you lack skill.
You lack skill. I forget. Oh, what was Spike? He's like, gotcha.
I remember Drake was overpowered.
I thought you meant Drake the rapper. I was like, wait, what?
No, Drake, he is overpowered.
Yeah.
He's an overpowered
phoenix. He is overpowered. Drake was ridiculous, though. He was nuts.
He like he had threw, the barrels. Like,
barrels, and he would throw like grenades. I'm like, this guy's nuts.
Yeah, he was OP, and then Sackboy was also OP because he would just like get
his people. His level 3 was like, you couldn't do anything. You just die. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, this is the thing, man. They need to start again. They need to try it again. And just give it the old college try again. I can't imagine them fucking this up again.
It wasn't balanced. The game wasn't balanced.
It wasn't balanced.
Yeah. So,
man. Guys, let us know if you want to play Medieval 2 Remake when it comes out. If it does come out. Again, we have a potential PlayStation Showcase State of Play coming out in May. So we shall see. But I'm assuming it's time. I think it is time for Sony to start showing their guns and kind of giving us what they have in store for us for the remainder of the year.
We'll get one in May for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, guys, this wraps up the news for the week here. A big shout out to all you guys there for listening and tuning in. Thank you guys so much. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our content heading your way. We'll be back next week for your gaming news. Until next time.